Cinderella.
Is that Pee-wee Herman saying our keyword?
I don't know what it is. It just came out. It's Cinderella.
The keyword this hour is Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella.
Later on, we'll tell you to call and be caller 25, and you have to have that keyword to win tickets to join us at the second annual KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure Park.
You also have to say it like that, too.
Cinderella. Yes, we insist. I was eating cherries today.
Okay. And is that code for something?
Nope. It's not code at all. I was eating cherries. Uh-huh. And I dropped one.
Mm-hmm.
And with my left hand, I reached out and grabbed it before it hit the ground.
Yeah. Damn.
And I thought about it, because I've thought about this before, and I thought, I am exceptionally good at that.
Oh, really? At catching stuff before it falls?
Yes.
Huh. When you drop it.
Also,
yeah.
Who cares?
The Cherry Foundation.
I mean, nobody cares.
Yeah.
I barely care, but I'm really good at it.
I mean, it's kind of sad because it's instigated by...
by a mistake.
Right.
If I learned not to drop things,
right,
I wouldn't need it.
By, you know, yeah. So then, but huh.
But I'm exceptionally well at something zero people care about.
So your brain tells you, uh-oh, I'm going to drop something.
Right.
But no one would be impressed by that.
Right, zero. Yeah,
they wouldn't even notice, probably.
No.
Even if they did.
Like, and if they did, we're like,
nice
all right.
Nice catch, bro.
No, they would. No one would even say that. It's just so irrelevant. So I thought, I can't be the only one that has this kind of talent.
Something that you can do that really is kind of impressive to your brain.
Yes.
But no one else would
the
care.
The most insignificant talent.
Right, right. Yes.
Because even telling this story sounds dumb. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I'm a little embarrassed to say that I'm proud of this.
Right. I always know what time it is. Who cares?
Do you?
Yeah, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I can usually tell you within 8 to 10 minutes what time it is.
Is that right? That's
really
weird.
And who cares?
Also, who cares?
Right.
But that's a weird thing that you can do.
I have such a fascination with time. I don't know why. I can usually almost always know exactly what time. Well, I annoy my wife all the time going, you know, she'll say, what time is it? I'll guess.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, well, about 12 minutes off. That's it. Well done.
So you're great at that.
Yeah.
And yet,
no one cares. Big deal.
So you're great at something.
Doesn't
do
me any good. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Your most insignificant talent. 818-955-KLOS.
Regale us once again with your special talent, Kevin.
Amazing story.
Yes, yes.
I was eating cherries and I dropped one and automatically caught it with my other hand before it hit the ground.
And that is your special power.
And I was very, very impressed with myself. In my head, I heard... But really, zero people care.
Right.
No one.
He didn't waste that cherry. That's awesome.
Even if they saw it, they wouldn't care.
No, they wouldn't care.
So that's what we're talking about. Your most insignificant talents. KLOS, hello.
Mine is the exact same one as yours, Kevin.
Is it?
Yep. I did it this morning I was taking one of my vitamins, and it rolled out of my hand, and I swiped it up with the other hand before it hit the floor. Boom. About belt high.
Which is impressive, and yet no one cares.
Nope.
Yep. Without looking.
Right. That's crazy good. Was it lucky, or have you noticed that you have that reaction?
It's just a reaction, probably reaction and a little bit of luck, but I'm pretty damn good at it.
Yeah. Now, are you any good at baseball? Like if you usually catch it when someone throws you or heads up, here you go, you grab it out of the air?
Hand-eye coordination?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. A lot better when I was young. I don't move as fast now that I'm in my
house. Sure.
But at least you keep things from falling to the floor.
You're damn right.
Congratulations
right
to
on,
you.
Man. Thank you for calling. Again. That's perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this is Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, we're talking about insignificant talents. No one cares.
No one cares.
Yeah, well, I can take a cigarette, lit or not, and flick it into my mouth and catch it in my lips.
I kind of like that.
You can do what? Flip it into your mouth and catch it?
Yes, I can.
Whether it's lit or not. And do you always catch the right side?
Usually the first or second time, yeah. Totally insignificant. My wife just thinks it's, like, so irrelevant.
Oh, there's no way. Hanging out at the pool hall when we were tweens, I would have been really impressed by that,
it's
man.
It's super impressive,
yeah.
And yet no one
no
cares.
No one cares. Yeah, it doesn't do any good. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Ed Weed from Lakewood. How you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about your most insignificant talents.
Well, I can blow bubbles from my tongue with my saliva.
You can blow bubbles.
How big are bubbles?
With your saliva.
They're very small.
Oh, very small. I mean, I think I did that when I was 3, but I don't think I've done
I don't think I've ever even tried that.
Really?
You get it from underneath your tongue, and then you gently blow, and you can do it.
Yeah. Kevin, don't do that now.
It was something me and my friends did. My wife did it. It's saliva.
Right.
He's getting it all over the mic. Come on.
Listen, that's impressive, and yet no one cares. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're talking about. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You have your most insignificant talent.
What's up, Kevlar and Pluggo?
We're talking about your most insignificant talents. Do you have one?
As a human being, I can be pretty clumsy, man. I don't fall all the time, but I fall enough.
Right.
And the fall, you know, is just the clumsy part. But I turn into a ninja as I'm starting to fall. Like, I do, like, Link to the Past Zelda rolls out of it. I mean, I'm falling off my roof doing Christmas lights. I mean, I've tripped over huge things and somehow, like, did some crazy somersault roll over it and, like, landed back on my feet. I don't know how, but, yeah.
Has anybody ever caught this on video? Because this sounds like something the world needs to see.
I know, that's the right thing. No, it happens at the port all the time when I'm working, man. You know, nobody's ever impressed, though. They're just like, nobody's going to fall so much. And I'm like, oh, well.
Right, but you think, hey, if everybody saw this, they would be really impressed.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm always impressed. Like, you know, that sound plays in my head just like you hear.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Right on, dude. Bye. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I can cry evenly.
What do you mean evenly? Oh, so it's always down the both of your cheeks at the exact same time?
Exactly.
Huh.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I. That seems like that would be something someone could use in a film.
Yeah, exactly. I have had people tell me that.
How did you find out about that? Like, when did you notice
it? Someone first told me. One time I was crying and someone said, did you know your tears fall down identically even?
And you're like, I'm very upset here, but, oh, that's kind of weird.
Wow, that's very strange.
And then I started checking it out in the mirror, and I noticed, yep, they're in the exact same place.
Wow, that's funky. I like it.
So it's not something you even try. It just happens.
It just happens.
It just happens.
Wow.
Huh.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My guys. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Right on. Thank you. Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
Your most insignificant talent. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the talent.
Yes, your most insignificant talent.
So if I go inside of a pool underwater, I can blow bubbles out of my nose, catch them in my eye, and see clearly in the bottom of the pool.
What in God's name are you talking about?
Wow.
You can catch a bubble in your eye?
That I blow out of my nose, yes.
I gotta think you've been doing that since you were 10.
Yeah, exactly. I used to do it in the lake when I was growing up, and now I can still do it. It's something I do naturally. I don't know why. And I taught my daughter to do it.
Really?
I didn't teach her, but I explained it to her, and she can do the same thing.
Wait, so you're saying because there's a bubble of air in your eye, you can see clearly?
I can totally see that.
Yeah. That is correct, yes.
That's nonsense, and I love it.
But, oh, there's a problem with this talent. That's kind of impressive. So we're looking for ones that aren't.
Insignificant?
That's pretty cool.
I guess it is a little impressive.
Yeah.
I've told people, and they don't care.
Yeah, well.
They're idiots.
Who cares?
To hell with them.
Who cares?
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I can open up beer bottles with my forearm.
With your forearm?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
You just stick the top of the beer bottle and turn.
And push hard against your forearm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive.
Yep. And yet, really kind of useless.
And yet, no one cares. Unless everybody's sitting around and they want to drink a beer and they don't have an opener. And they turn to you and you're the hero.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi there. Your most insignificant talent?
I can touch my nose with my tongue.
Oh, really?
I don't know that that's insignificant.
No, that can be pretty impressive.
Well, I have my kids in the car. I'm able to see it. I don't know why that matters.
Right. No, I don't either.
Yeah, we don't either. We don't
just
know.
Think that means you're like,
bye.
What's his face from Kiss?
Bye.
I think she's hanging up. Right? I don't blame you. Okay, thank you.
Gene Simmons?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thanks
Say hi
calling.
To your kids, and thanks for calling.
Goodbye, thanks.
Hey, why you got your wallet out, dude? You gonna give me some money? Yeah!
Woo!
That's nice. Think of you. Think of you.
Think of you. One American dollar.
Yes. Which, by the way, is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
I have the top 10 80s songs with saxophones.
With saxophones?
Yep.
Saxophone.
Top 10 80s song with saxophone.
You mean top 10 like selling or just the...
Top 10 best, and that's this comes from Ranker, which is basically a site where you can go vote. So people just vote. You know, they have 150 votes or something like that, and they come up with a top 10 list.
I mean, probably my favorite can't possibly be on the list. I'm not going to guess it. But I'd have to say Romeo Void, either A Girl Like You or A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing or Never Say Never. Those two are some of the best saxophones out of the 80s ever.
Are they? Hmm. Is that
but
a guess?
I wouldn't say that.
Good.
I'm going to have to not. Wow, saxophones. Those are mostly love songs, really, aren't they?
Like some of them
saxophones?
Are, yes.
Ooh, do some I really know these? Are we going to
You
know
do.
Really? That's horrible.
I think you do.
That's the horror of being in radio.
You know most of them.
That's awful. Oh, I know. The one that guy calls every weekend for, Careless Whisper. That has a hell of a saxophone in it.
That is number one.
Woo!
That guy finally paid off.
He did.
He calls us every week and asks for Careless Whisper.
And we still haven't played it yet.
Nope.
Not once.
Nor will we.
That's a damn shame.
Best 80s songs with saxophones.
Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now has a pretty cool saxophone in it. Oh, come on!
Look at
you. Wow! What?
Two for two.
What?
That's what I'm saying. I thought this would stump you.
How many do I have to get?
Four.
Ah!
But you get four more guesses to get two more.
Four more. Four more.
I think you can do it.
Three, two more. Urgent, Foreigner.
He said lying. Oh, sorry. That's in there.
Oh, nice. What?
Three for three.
What? Ooh, you know, I thought of
another. Why don't you get up a little Urgent?
Yeah, okay.
For Foreigner.
Well, hold on. I want to play you this one. Here's a great one. That song. That's a tortured saxophone.
Who is that?
It's a Fear, Lee Vigne. That's the very last song I played before I moved to New York City. Over on the other station.
All right, so you got three for three. Take that one away. You got to get one more.
I got to get one more. I can't even think of another one. I really can't.
That's a shame.
Is there a saxophone in Going Back to Cali, LL Cool J? Is there a saxophone in that?
Is it in the top 10? No.
I don't even know if there is.
All right, that's four. You just got to get one more with two guesses.
Billy Ocean song. Like, I can't think of any of those. What are they? What was his big hit? I don't know. So I'm going to say Billy Ocean. I'll get 50 cents for it.
Incorrect. You got one more guess to get one right. It's your final guess.
Well, I got the first three out the gate. I can't think of another one, dude. I really can't. Give me a hint.
Are you out?
Well, give me a hint. I give you hints all the time. I want you to win $1.
This is a two-man rock group.
Two-man rock group. Mm-hmm. Hall & Oates from the 80s. What was their big one? It wasn't Private Eyes. It was Maneater. Never got
yeah,
that if you
had one too.
You did.
That's BS.
You did. I only know because Hall & Oates were huge in the 80s. Thank you for that.
Why don't you get up Urgent okay. while we go over the top 10?
Yeah, because that's a pretty good.
Number 10 is Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator. You know, I like that song.
Number 9 is Urgent by Foreigner. Number 8 is True by Spandau Ballet.
Oh, number that has a saxophone in it?
Is Harden My Heart by Quarter Flash.
Oh, wow.
Number 6 is Never Tear Us Apart by NXS.
Oh, wow, yes.
5, Baker Street is a lie because it was Jerry Rafferty did it
that's
in 78.
That's the 70s, yeah.
And then they covered it in the 1992, so that's
Foo Fighters,
wrong.
Yeah.
You Belong to the City, Glenn Frey. How much time do we have?
Oh, we're going to get a okay. saxophone, yeah.
Maneater, Hall & Oates, sorry. Who Can It Be Now, Men at Work and Careless Whisper.
There's a hell of a lot of saxophone in this.
Yeah, let's play it. Just let it roll.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We're sorry we talked over the beginning of it. And thank you for the dollar. Yay!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
All Request Fest coming up. Nothing but loud stuff. Whatever will get your weekend going, if we can find it, we will play it at 5.
The world's happiest report focuses on 6 factors to determine which nation is the happiest.
This is
Finland won it for the 6th time.
Oh, Monty Python's Finland, where I quite want to be. I think I lost $1
Finland,
on this one.
Finland, Finland, Finland.
Wow. The country where I want to be. They have a terrible theme song. It's social support, income, health, freedom, generosity, and absence of corruption.
Absence of corruption.
And now they are saying in Finland they will fly you to Finland and give you a happiness masterclass.
What?
They'll teach you how to be happy.
Don't you have to live there? Isn't that the whole point of this, is that you have to live there to be happy?
It's a great question.
You take home a piece of Finland with you, like a talisman or something, and put it under your bed?
That's a great question, and we're going to go to the Heineken 00 hotline and talk to the instructor, I believe.
Wow.
Olavi Makinen?
Yes, how are you today?
We're good, thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so happy. I hope other people are happy too.
Right. We were talking about you guys flying 10 people into Finland to give them a master class in being happy.
A true story.
Yes, we want to invite them to enjoy our country and also learn the Finland way. We're so happy here.
Okay, and are you the instructor?
I am one of the instructors, yes. Okay. There's several of us who will be teaching the master class, and we'll teach you the ways of the Finnish. We have a thing in Finland called Sisu, which is the nature of our people, strength of will, and also we are happy in the face of adversity. So it's more how you react to life than how life is to you.
I see. Okay.
So we have road rage here, where if someone just barely cuts us off on the freeway, we go after them and yelling and screaming
with
and
anger.
Is that?
We don't have that here, largely because we don't have cars.
Right.
Mostly we ride on reindeer.
Do you? I didn't.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And dog sleds, also very popular here. It is winter in Finland, 1/3 of the year, so it's very dark and cold many times.
Yeah, that does seem bad.
That seems depressing.
But you stay happy.
We are so happy because temperatures are usually 0 degrees Celsius, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or below. So when we smile, it freezes. It just sticks like that. So everybody's so happy.
So you don't have a choice. Your smile is stuck.
Yes, we live amongst nature, so we're always enjoying the outdoors and the natural things. Aurora Borealis, you can see from Finland, is beautiful.
Sure.
And we make much vodka, much vodka in Finland, that I'm loaded now. And so that's why I'm so happy all the times in Finland, because of drunkenness.
Well, now I'm on board. I didn't think I'd be one to do any of this, but if that's your solution.
What are the courses that you teach specifically?
Well, we have one course, which is appreciation of life.
Okay.
When Finnish here, we get sad. We think, we are so very close to Iceland, and yet no Björk. So we win there. Björk, so it makes us happy.
So glass half full. I get it. All right.
Freaking hate Björk. She is so annoying.
She's the worst. You're right.
Oh.
Super annoying.
Yeah, no, you're right.
With the freaking swan dress and all those things.
Yeah, she drives me crazy.
The one thing makes a Finn angry, it's Björk.
Oh, poor Björk.
Kiss Björk.
I'm with you. Give me five.
In a row. No, I refuse. I don't know about you, but my dog was very upset this morning when I tried to wake her up an hour earlier than usual. Hey, I'm still sleeping here, and take her out. And then very upset when we tried to give her lunch about an hour early. It's not time for my food. You people are stupid. It's the time change, and the animals love it the most, don't they? So, songs about time. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, it's Give Me Five Songs About Time. What do you got?
Time. How about Time by the Chambers Brothers? Old classic.
Ooh, that is a good one. I love the click, clock, click, clock.
Yeah, that's a classic, man. You know,
time has come today.
That's it, brother.
Right on. Who are you?
Let me give a shout out, man, to all my people there in La Mirada. This is Noel.
Go for it, Noel.
Right on, man. Hey, everybody out there in La Mirada land, have a great day.
If you lost an hour today, check under the couch. Your cat may have batted that extra hour under there. Songs about time and Give Me Five today. What do you got?
How about Got the Time with Anthrax?
Because we were all denied that 1 hour of sleep last night. It is Songs About Time and Give Me Five. And there's one more coming up after these exciting commercial messages. A big one.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's Friday, the 4-day damn weekend.
Yes, it is. Just about to kick off a 4-day weekend.
My car is revving downstairs already. I just left it revving.
Good.
And hop in.
What could go wrong?
Man, it seems to be gone. Oh, well.
Did you know there's a wife carrying contest?
I did not. What?
A wife carrying contest.
Details. I don't
Pick up the wife.
Okay. All right.
Put her over your shoulder.
All right.
Run a race.
You mean over your shoulder? Not like sitting on your shoulders.
It could be either. It looked like it could be either way.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
And then the guys have to like run through a course where they step in a pool and then they get. I don't
How
know.
How drunk just, are they?
It doesn't seem. I don't think you could do it if you were very drunk.
I suppose that's true.
But this is actually a thing, and this particular one is in Canada. But I think it started in Finland in some place. They decided.
That sounds like
you know what we should do. We should carry our women. Let's do that.
I bet it started in the 1500s too.
Let's carry our women and race. Yeah.
We're all lumberjacks and we're okay. Carry our wives around.
Listen to this.
These couples competed in a wife carrying contest in Canada.
Yes, they did.
On your mark, get set, go! Yeah.
Hey, it's not a walk, it's a run.
Competitors jumped over hurdles, crossed through pools, and ran around a track, all while having someone on their back. The stakes were high, as the top prize was an amount of beer equal to the weight of the person being carried.
I don't think this person understands what she's reading.
She doesn't.
It was crazy, and I don't know what's going on.
It was pretty wild, and it seems like they really liked it, and they had to jump over some things.
And the stakes were high, and I'm high. All right. It's amazing.
The tradition of wife-carrying contests originated from an old Finnish folktale, but it's since gained popularity across the globe.
Aha! It is from the 1500s.
Excellent.
Aha!
In the race, wives have to weigh at least 100 pounds to qualify. And according to the rules, wives that are too light will have to have an extra helping of Swedish meatballs or carry weights to meet the minimum requirement.
How many of them say, there's no way I'm going to meet the weight requirement?
If your wife is under 100 pounds, they have to make some changes.
Or have some meatballs.
To make it easy, even, yeah.
Also, dropping your wife results in a 10-second penalty. So you may incur additional penalties from your wife after the race, too, if you drop her.
You know, I was just going to say that.
Great delivery.
Exactly.
She's on it.
She did it better than I could have, that's for sure.
Here comes the outrageous part.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The competition is called wife carrying. The competitors don't actually have to be husband and wife. This year's winners at the race in Burnaby were friends who had heard about the festival online and ended up winning 112 pounds of beer.
112 pounds of beer?
You win however much the woman's weight is in beer.
But if she's not married to you, that's living in sin.
It's the wife carrying contest, and these are just two friends that won
it. Why is everything ruined?
I don't know.
It's some sort of conspiracy. I bet the secret government was in on this.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, it's a deep state problem.
Sons of bitches.
Damn it! Thanks, Obama.
What's up with Florida?
Miami man says airport bomb threat was an attempt to flirt.
Okay. Hey, baby, look at this bomb. Woo.
Friday, a Miami man told deputies he was, quote, trying to be funny and flirt with another passenger at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
Oh, man, they love it when you make jokes about bombs.
Nothing funnier at airports. At an airport.
No.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
So he said that he had, falsely, that he had a bomb in his bag. Alan Borinsky is his name. He's 70.
Oh, wow, 70.
He lives in Spring Gardens neighborhood.
He used to be able to do that sort of thing. You'd have a big old time making jokes about bombs at the airport.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Two witnesses told deputies that while they were sitting at gate G11, Terminal 4, they heard him tell the other passenger something along the lines of, and this is what the guy is saying he was flirting by saying,
okay,
if the bomb in my bag goes off prematurely, I apologize to your family in advance.
Wow.
He's saying was flirting.
Has he seen the movie Airport?
Well,
Come on.
I can't speak to that.
Let's call him.
I'm guessing not.
His phone number?
Deputies arrested him, and he was later released from jail on a $7,500 bond.
Wow. You know, it's like, I guess no one has talked about it, you know, all this time, that you can't make jokes about.
Yeah, of course.
So
how would he know?
Yeah, and it's hot.
Right. Nothing sexier.
Nope.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
I was watching a TV show about this last night.
A former chemistry grad student, once awarded for his college work, now faces charges of operating a meth lab on campus.
Walter White! Heisenberg!
In the house.
Wow.
He never did it in his college, though, did he?
No, high school or whatever. But do you remember when they kind of found him? What was it? Saul Goodman found him at the school, the high school. Waltzing into his room. It's like, hey, man, you're too easy to find, buddy. That's awesome. I mean, terrible, but it's crazy.
Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes shows you how police say they broke up a real-life Breaking Bad.
Madison County court records say an SIUE professor saw something suspicious in the Science West building this past Thanksgiving break, and that spectrometer testing discovered alleged byproducts of meth making.
He's like, I can't believe this, can you?
He's quite the low-energy reporter.
Really gonna get to the bottom of this.
Probable cause statement says SIUE police confirmed that the only person to make electronic access to the Science West building between 11/22/23 and 11/27/23.
And those are numbers very important.
By the way, just over Thanksgiving. That's all. Just over Thanksgiving, he was making meth.
Wow.
And had a key to room 3000. Besides the reporting professor, was Jeremy Smalling.
This is in a university in Illinois. That's what SIEU means.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, making glass in there, eh?
Yep.
I see.
45-year-old Smalling was a graduate research assistant at the time. He's listed as winning the 2018 award for physical chemistry at the university.
I bet he did.
Right?
I'll bet he did.
SIUE police report checking the national database that tracks pseudoephedrine purchases. Investigators note Smalling is listed as attempting 365 pseudoephedrine purchases in the last 10 years.
Have you ever done that? The pseudoephedrine, they check your ID.
I know.
They actually scan it.
It's so annoying. It's because of these people.
Idiot. Yeah. 365 times in 10 years.
That might be a tip-off.
Right?
And was blocked from purchases 45 times.
Court records indicate six investigators tracked the suspect.
I don't know what happened with this guy. Yeah. This guy seems to be taking the product because... He didn't get the message that it's a low-down, cool report.
No, really, this is crazy.
I'm going to tell you about this guy.
Oh, my God!
On January 10th, those investigators said they watched the suspect enter his apartment with suspected meth-making materials, and they noted that his bedroom window was open, even though the temperature was 36 degrees at the time.
Smalling is now charged by the Madison County State's Attorney with four felony counts, including aggravated participation in meth making and possession with the intent to deliver.
Wait, hold on.
What is aggravated participation?
That's the weirdest charge I've heard in my life.
That guy really participated hard.
He was so into it.
Including aggravated participation in meth making.
As John Michael taught us, that's two radio.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I heard that song on the radio. So
I like that song.
Two radio.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Your chance to get Kings tickets coming up in a second.
Yep.
First, you're not going to believe this first sentence.
Talk to me, freaky.
This is a superwoman.
A superwoman.
Superwoman.
Okay.
Because of what she did.
She has an S on her chest.
A Colombian woman mm-hmm. who lost her husband at the hands of a local crime boss.
Okay.
Spent years planning her revenge.
Good on her.
Seducing the crime boss.
And he didn't know it was her, didn't remember?
Did not.
Nice.
And gathering evidence to have him arrested for multiple crimes.
Cool. Good for her.
That seems like a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, you dickweed, you're going down.
Colombian woman managed to do what the police and the military could not. Avenge the death of her husband.
Nice. I thought you were going to say chopped him into tiny little pieces, but that's actually a little bit better.
I'm sure she would have loved to. The mob boss's name is Ruben Dario Valerio Barrios.
Sure it is. That's
my
name.
And he posed as a preacher.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yep.
Wow.
But he was a criminal mastermind who orchestrated a whole bunch of shipments of narcotics in Central America and the United States.
Right.
And ordered assassination attempts. And he's the one that had her husband assassinated.
Wow.
So after mourning her husband, the woman reportedly started infiltrating his social circles, slowly getting to know him.
That's not the slightest bit dangerous.
And eventually getting him to fall in love with her. I assume she didn't care about herself.
Yeah.
At that point.
No, you're right. Wow.
He got her to fall in love. She got her to fall him to fall in love with her. He eventually grew to trust the woman so much that he shared information about his criminal dealings, which she then turned over to authorities.
Oh, and now you're really getting into the dangerous territory.
Police had suspected him since 2020, but didn't have enough evidence to act.
Right.
With the information provided from her, authorities were able to build a rock solid case against
that him. Rules.
Can you imagine the strength that takes? That dude killed your husband. So you're going to get into his social circles and get him to fall in love with you?
I hope she's split from the country, man. I hope so too.
I hope she's alive. Yeah,
that's more than witness protection for that.
Yes, it is.
Damn.
So that's the super woman of the day. That's crazy.
Rules. Right on.
Crazy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. We told you the story of a guy who wanted to be more than friends with a girl, and she didn't want that. So he sued her, proving that she should be with him.
Remember this at Valentine's Day.
The Pentagon says there's a Chinese spy balloon coming down from the sky, but they don't want to shoot it down because of the possible loss of life on Earth.
So they're out there looking at us and looking in people's backyards right now.
Yep.
And they're just
the Pentagon is keeping an eye on them, but they're not doing anything about it.
I say we drive out there to Montana and start blowing darts in the air. What do you say, dude?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Blowing darts. And finally, stop putting stuff in your butts.
Yes, stop it.
Just stop doing it.
Yes, exactly. All right, yep. I'm off to put something in my butt.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
The KLOS name game has been hibernating. It's been sleeping in its cave for the last few months, but it woke up this morning angry and hungry. Came wandering out, tried to eat Heidi and Frank, but they got the ball rolling.
The name game.
It's the name game. And we are ready to play once again. Jackpot is up to $400, and if you get it right, you also get tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller this August at SoFi Stadium. If you call her 25 right this second, 818-955-KLOS, you get to play the KLOS name game. Good luck. The KLOS name game is alive.
The name game, the name game.
It's powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialists. Who are you?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good.
You ever played the KLOS name game?
Yes.
You have?
I've played it, but I've never won.
Well, you know, you're required to be naked while playing this game. Oh, Kevin's telling me that's not true. Oh, never mind. I guess that's not true.
Yeah, you don't want to see a 67-year-old woman naked, okay?
Well! All right, here's the deal. We've got $400 for you if you get it right. You also get tickets to the Def Leppard Journey and Steve Miller show this August at SoFi Stadium. What we are looking for is the name of a classic cartoon character. And the last couple of guesses were Wile E. Coyote and Rosie the Robot. I loved Rosie the Robot. Those are incorrect, however. What do you think for $400 and them our tickets it might be that we're looking for?
The classic one, I would say Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. He is now in the public domain, and he is the incorrect answer.
Okay.
Sorry. You can get dressed now.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye, Cindy. That means sometime between 4 and 5, we will play the game for $500 once again. Good luck. Right this second, we would like to give you some cash, if we may. It's back.
The name game.
It's here. It's living. And if you want to play it, be caller 25 right this second. We got $500 on the line. And if you get the right answer, you also get tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller this August at SoFi. It's all powered by Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialist. So dial now, be caller 25 818-955 KLOS, and good luck.
Name game, name game.
It is powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialists. And who are you?
Hey, this is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man. You know, the name game is back. Have you heard the talk on the street?
Oh, yeah.
And it's up to $500 right now. And that also gets you tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller this August at SoFi if you get it right. Will you be so kind as to get it right?
I'll try.
Right on, man. All right, well, we are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character. And the last two guesses were Mickey Mouse and Wile E. Coyote, which are wrong. What do you think it is for $500 and them thar tickets?
I'll try Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd. Can you do an impersonation?
I cannot.
Let me hold on. I'm checking. Elmer Fudd is incorrect.
Oh, all right. Thanks. thanks.
Definitely Elmer Fudd season is what it is now, thanks to that. Another chance to play sometime between 5 and 6 for $600. Right after that, we're going to go ahead and play the name game. It is back, you know. It is up to, where are we at now? $600? $600 with tickets to see them right there. Steve Miller and his band and Def Leppard and Journey. If you win sometime between now and 6, we'll tell you to call and be caller 25. And if you win, you not only get the $600, but you go see Steve Miller and those bands at SoFi in August. And that is coming up in just a matter of moments. There you go. Now you're nice and relaxed. That's good. Breathe deep, because now it's time to jump up and give us a call as quickly as you can to play the name game. Season 4, Heidi and Frank started it this morning. You got a chance to win right now, $600 and tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller this August at SoFi if you're caller 25 and get the answer right. It's all powered by the Tax Relief Advocates at TRA.com, your tax resolution specialist. Call now. Good luck. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to jump on this stupid 105.
Ah, oh, so you'll be out there for the next couple hours. We can take our time playing the game.
Yeah, I'm thinking I got the answer. I don't know. There's a bunch of crazy cartoon characters out there.
There's one or two. I'll tell you what. So it's up to $600. If you get it right, you got also Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller tickets to see him at SoFi in August. And what we're looking for is the name of a classic cartoon character. You say you have someone in mind?
I'm thinking Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam. I always really appreciated him, actually. Hold on, I'm checking with the judges. Wow, that one judge is really drunk. Is he okay? Yeah, I don't think he's okay. But they are saying Yosemite Sam is... incorrect, I'm sorry.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah, you bet, man. Stay safe out there on the 105.
Not the parking lot.
Right on, man. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Heidi and Frank will pick up the game at 8 a.m. for $700. Already, as of this day in rock in 1967, music publisher Dick James announced that 446 different versions of Yesterday, the Beatles, had already been recorded. Neil Young's fourth studio album, Harvest, hit number one simultaneously on the US and UK album charts on this day in rock in 1972. Paul McCartney became Sir Paul McCartney on this day in rock in 1997 as Queen Elizabeth knighted him